Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Well, hi. This is Healthy Gut Girl, and this is Stuff Your Doctor Should Know. And I'm coming to you live from where? From deep inside your large intestine. Why am I deep inside your large intestine, Mark?
They know by now. Everyone knows why.
No, because you're in this time we're hiding. We're hiding in your large intestine because we're hiding from the FDA.
Or we're arming ourselves with shields of bacteria.
We're arming ourselves with knowledge.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. Right. So we're actually talking about the FDA today. That's what this subject is, friend or foe. And we had an interesting thing happen this morning in regard, for those of you that don't know who the FDA is, it's the Federal Food and Drug Administration. I don't even know who the hell it is. They govern our food and our drugs.
Safety standards for foods and drugs, yes.
The intention is good. You know, they regulate things that they're supposed to regulate things and check on things before they hit the public market. Drugs and food, just make sure that any new chemicals on the market or new products on the market are all, everything from ice cream to nasal sprays to, you know, pregnancy tests, everything is checked, goes through the FDA through a quality control type of standard. And that sounds like a great thing, right? To keep us from getting poisoned or keep us from using something for too long that could potentially have side effects down the line. Like, they're supposed to protect us from all of that stuff.
Supposed to.
Well, because I think that these days, and maybe always, I don't know, because it's such a massive genre of consumption that they're covering, you know, massive, like, all of the American public, everything we consume just about is covered by the FDA. It tends to mean that it's a very politically bureaucratic.
I'll help you out here. I'm going to simplify it because it's something that, you know, we've been talking about for a long time. Their government and business are so intertwined together, and the government requires so much money, and they work hand in hand with a lot of businesses and corporations, so there's a lot of collusion there, which means that decisions that would somehow, you would think that would be for our safety, yes, their safety is a concern, but if it can benefit a company, a product, if they can pass something that's going to influence, what am I trying to get at here?
Right. See, you're having the same trouble I am. Why? Well, I didn't want to
get into like names of things because
it's a hornet's nest. It's a real sticky subject because the fact of the matter is it's super corrupt. It tends to be very corrupt. And though they are doing some good things, there's stuff that will make you drop your jaw to the floor. You know, I feel like there's a lot of conflict of interest. There's people who are running large corporations that end up leaving these corporations that end up working for the FDA, and that is an extremely huge conflict of interest. You've got lobbyists that are working for massive corporations, like, let's just make one up, like Dow or anything, like a food company, let's say Dole. You've got these lobbyists that are then, you know, coming from enormous amounts of money that are influencing our laws and influencing our political candidates by literally paying them off. Literally, people are getting paid in high places to make sure decisions are made rapidly for them, regardless of the potential harmful side effects to the human population.
And well, because money comes first. Money rules everything. So let's get specific about how we got into this conversation or the topic. Let's talk about, can we talk about PRL?
Yeah, so you know, I've known Dr. Robert Marshall, who owns and operates Premier Research Labs and QN Labs, Quantum Nutrition Labs, for years now. And, you know, it's a really kind of a, I don't know if boutique is the right word, like a mom and pop type of supplement company, but producing, you know, commercial amounts of supplements. Like, they do really, really well, but they keep it very close to home. He manufactures most of his stuff. He himself, you know, almost everything, almost all his ingredients, he kind of gets himself. He tests everything on himself. It's a very forward-thinking, alternative, pure company. And
his standards are very, very high.
Probably the highest. But because now this is where people might call us conspiracy theorists, but it is a fact. It's a well-known fact that in order to, and I like to say it, do the dance with the FDA, in order to work with the FDA, you have to be a business that has a lot of money, especially if you're producing something that goes through extreme amounts of quality control, like nutritional supplements. Nutraceuticals is what they're calling them now. And in order to do that dance, you've got to have a lot of money. So somebody who's just got a passion for, let's say, producing a really pure, I don't know, peppermint oil, they put out this product, or maybe three or four products, and that's all they have, and it's a small mom and pop place, and the FDA comes down with these massive laws and these new regulations all the time and shuts down companies that can't afford to, quote unquote.
Well, let's keep it
dance.
To PRL. Can you get specific and talk about the dance he's had to do with them on his
well,
products.
The reason that I said mom and pop places is because, or like a smaller place that's producing like fewer items, it's not as, doesn't do as well as Dr. Marshall, is because this dance that Dr. Marshall has to do with the FDA to keep his company and his, you know, his place working is very expensive, and he can afford it. He's got the resources to do that. But other companies do not, and then it shuts down other companies that are smaller, that can't afford to just change their labels on a whim because the FDA decided that it shouldn't be called that particular name.
Because he's had to do that over and over.
So Dr. Marshall's been doing this dance since the beginning of time, right? Since the beginning. So his story that I've mentioned many times is that his star product, which is one that he worked on for years and years and years and years, was a B vitamin. He just had this passion. He's a biochemist, so he's this genius biochemist that decides he's going to create this incredibly wonderful, pure, complete vitamin B product. That's the one.
Yeah,
Mark is showing
right
me. So he created this. It's not that one that you're holding in your hand now,
right?
But it was the progenitor of that. So he creates this product. Because he's not sourcing his own ingredients for it at the time, he outsourced ingredients to Asia, and I think it was Japan. And, you know, wow, wouldn't you know, the FDA, the ingredients from this particular company, they also made, in the same vats that they were making Dr. Marshall's product, they made another type of bee, which was had a genetically modified form of tryptophan in it. And this is in the early 80s, guys. So we're talking about GMOs back in those days, making their way into our food, into our supplements, into our medications, way, way, way back, way, way, way. So this whole GMO thing is not new. So they made their way into, so it made its way into a batch. Then they made Dr. Marshall's product along with, like, I think with many, many, many other people, company's product. It tainted his product, and I think like 125 other people tainted their product. Dr. Marshall tests his stuff on himself. He consumed that genetically modified form of tryptophan, and it almost killed him. And the other people who did consume it did die. He was the only one that didn't die. So he became obsessed with making supplements here and supplements that are pure, supplements that are as high quality as even beyond the standards that the FDA requires, even higher than their own requirements. And so that's how he became who he is now. So all his products are like that. Well, the FDA, I don't know. I mean, you start to think after, I'm sure he would say right to your face, he would say, no, they pretty much try to shut down any supplement companies if they can. Why? You tell us why, Mark, because I know you know why. Why would they try to shut down a natural supplement company?
Well, because they're too good and they heal people and they're in bed with drug companies. I should say in bed. No, they just receive more money from drug companies because to get a drug approved costs massive amounts of money.
I think in bed was a really good expression and very appropriate for this.
You think that was
very appropriate, that statement, that they're in bed with the drug companies. So to break it down a little further, you can't patent a plant-based product. So if I make a B vitamin and I make it using molasses, grown, you know, some kind of molasses,
right.
And you know, that's a plant, that's a natural thing, that molasses is natural. It's not synthetic, it's not chemical, it's not created in a lab. And so the pharmaceutical companies they can't patent it, they can't take it from you, they can't require a prescription of it. It's natural, and that's just a law. So they don't like that because, I mean...
You just reminded me of a story. I remember listening to this podcast, and I forget the name of the guy, and I'm sorry that I don't have all that information. But he was sent to the Amazon jungle to find plants that healing properties. Pharmaceutical companies want to know, and they would want to know what are they using for heart medicine? What are they using for this? And because they want to synthesize it, they don't want the plant. They want the plant only so they can synthesize it, because they can't make money off things that are natural.
Right. Exactly. So is that Kevin Trudeau? Is that what you were going to say?
No, it wasn't Trudeau. Gentleman.
It's fine. But I was thinking because he had done something similar. But you're right. So, you know, I just posted something on Instagram the other day. If anybody wants to follow me on Instagram, it's Kitty Martone. And these are the types of things I like to post. It's just a little quick minute video of me talking about why natural progesterone has a label on it that says in the state of California, it causes cancer. So this is not true. This is where the FDA, I feel like, is in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, because they don't want women and men to take their own hormonal health into their own hands and handle shit on their own and heal and get better on their own, because they've got birth control, they've got all sorts of testosterone injections and testosterone creams and things that are not natural, that are synthetic, like estrogen and different prescription drugs for you to take, when natural progesterone is plant-based. It is synthesized, but it's synthesized out of like wild yam or cactus or yucca. It's synthesized from a plant, and it's plant-based, so it cannot be patented. And it is, I think it's Prop 67 of California, Prop 67. I don't know. I say it in my little clip there. And that says that progesterone causes cancer in the state, you know, in the state of California. Anything that has progesterone in it, you have to be warned that it causes cancer. But this isn't true. What they've done is they've jumbled up all of the progesterones together, the synthetic ones in with the natural ones, and just painted this broad stroke and said they all cause cancer. That is crazy. Progestins, the ones that are synthetic, are the potentially cancer-causing ones, and they know this. Those are the ones that are in birth control, and yet they still include the natural progesterone in that. And there is no science on PubMed. There are no medical journals showing that progesterone can cause cancer. How about that? You can thank the FDA for that.
Yeah, and not only does the FDA do that, but they go after farmers for selling raw milk. And there's countless stories on the web that you can go research yourself. And we knew of one personally. There was a place called Rossum in Venice, right, Kat?
Okay. Yes, there was a gentleman here who in the who was a West Sider who's lived in Venice, California, and he started a co-op club, which was basically a raw food club. You could go in and you could be pay to become a member, so it was private, and you could buy kefirs and milks, and you could buy hazelnut milk and cashew milk and dairy milk, goat cheese, meat, fish, wild-caught fish, all of the highest possible quality you could get your hands on. And he was going about it in a legal way, which was that we were paying members. So we signed a contract when we joined stating that anything that we purchased there, we were taking upon our responsibility if it was, contaminated or if there was
Well, because
any
it's not
side.
pasteurized and things are
Right,
sort of
the raw
natural.
things, or if I choked on an apricot pit that I wouldn't sue the government. You
Right.
basically just signing away saying that it was my responsibility. But they found other reasons to go and raid him, and they were personal reasons. They attacked him personally because they couldn't get at him otherwise. And they raided the place. I'm talking with SWAT teams. Like, we have
Yeah.
pictures of people going in with full-on, automatic weapons, rifles,
Assault
assault
rifles,
rifles,
full-on
and
bulletproof
dumping
vests. Yeah.
gallons of milk into the streets of Venice.
Yeah.
It was astounding.
Now,
But,
why you have to kind of ask yourself, why would they do that? Do they really? Is it really because they feel it's going to be this big public health issue, or does the milk really help people? And we've talked about the bacteria in the gut system, and there's a lot of isn't the milk have a lot of bacteria? I mean,
Well,
healthy bacteria?
that's absolutely what you want. You want your food to be high in living organisms because we're surrounded by them. This is the way our gut establishes its immunity, and we get our good and our bad bacteria because our microbiome is made up of both good and bad bacteria. 80% ish are good and the rest are neutral and, bad, but they're all harmoniously living within us. There's nothing. People have been drinking raw milk forever. I've been drinking raw milk forever. I have never had an issue. When I have an issue is when I have highly commercialized, highly pasteurized, highly homogenized milk. That's when I have a problem. In fact, the dairy here in America is quite hard to digest. You can go,
Well,
I
it's dead.
can't,
It's not a living. It's a non-living liquid.
right? I
There's nothing
can.
alive in it anymore.
So exactly. So, what I think is that because you can sell raw milk in California, and I don't want to go through this and Google it and whatever, but maybe you can on your end because I pushed my computer away. But Google the brand. Is it Green Valley or what did we decide? It's the
Oh,
brand of
we went through
raw
this
milk
again.
in California. That is, you can go to Sprouts and buy it. You can go to Whole Foods, or not Whole, Whole Foods doesn't sell it anymore, actually. And I forget why, but it has something to do with, they're just not wanting to walk that slippery slope with the FDA and with raw milk. But some people do sell it here, and you can make it here. But in order to qualify as a, first of all, as an organic, somebody who produces anything organic, whether that be produce or dairy or what, beef, whatever, you're producing something organic, you've got to qualify for that. And that is extremely expensive process, extremely expensive. And then on top of that, as a raw milk producer, and depending on each individual product that you produce, all of that, but you have to get licensed, you have for that specific type of thing you're doing. It's crazy. You get way more scrutiny on your equipment and everything than anybody else. And so you can't just be a Joe Blow dairy farmer and want to produce raw milk. You've got to have a lot of money. You've got to be really established, like this company here in California, whose products I love. But so it doesn't leave it open for a competitive market. So what happens? So people literally have to sell it on the underground. They've got to do like on the black market. and they have to order from these Amish farmers who drive into California, and they literally sell it, you know, in people's garages and stuff like that.
And then they have to be careful of that, because now farmers are, it's illegal to transport unpasteurized milk across state lines. It's a federal law.
It just seems like an awful lot of money being spent in the wrong direction, you know? So,
all right, I have a way to, I have, this is my theory, and it's not yours, Kat, and I'll just put it out there. We have a for-profit healthcare system. We have medications that people have to pay for enormously, and getting people on them is part of the drug industry's protocol. And so you take away the substances, make them illegal, that make people healthy. You make it harder for people to get supplements, which has been on the table since what Codex Alimentarius is something that's been on the book. I've heard that 20 years ago. And a proponent saying, you guys, you're not going to be able to buy supplements eventually because they're going to be regulated by the FDA. And well, so you have this big revolving door. It's get people unhealthy so they get into the system, so you're buying medications. Now, is that conspiratorial? I don't know. No, to me, it just seems like a rational decision. If you're a corporation, you want to make money.
Right.
That's what
it's
you
like,
would do.
It's like, you know, we always kind of giggle with Charlie because it's like you want everybody to be well, but if everyone was well, we wouldn't be making a living. But we're also not out there, like I'm not running over people in the street and then sending them to Charlie and saying, well, he'll fix you. Like that's what the FDA is doing. You know, they're like, they're literally letting things happen that, you know, end up not, it's not the FDA, the pharmaceutical companies, you know, I think they are conspiring, and I'm starting to adopt your same view. I really do think it's a bit of a conspiracy. We're going back to the raw milk issue, that people actually do really well on raw milk. People who are lactose intolerant can tolerate raw milk because it still has the enzymes that are in the milk that help them break down the lactose. Whereas when it's pasteurized, those enzymes are ruined. They're destroyed by the heat, by the pasteurization. So then the lactose goes undigested into the body, and that's what creates these allergies and whatnot. So people actually do really well on raw milk, and that goes to show you. There's so many stories about this. It's ridiculous. But you said that they're eventually going to stop having supplements for you to take and, you know, purchase.
Well, eventually there'll be a prescription.
I don't even know if that's true, because you can get most of the supplements that are on the market now are actually really, really poor quality. And I think that they like that. They know that if they put enough preservative components and stabilizers and excipients, which are toxins, excipients into the product, that product's not going to be viable any longer. It's not going to be absorbable. The body's not going to recognize it as an actual nutrient. It's like Centrum. The FDA would never shut down Centrum or One A Day or, you know, gummy chewable blah blah multivitamin. They're not going to shut them down because they're garbage. They do nothing. You consume them and you'll be lucky if you break it down properly, and you'll be lucky if it makes its way back out. But so the products are just becoming more poorer and poorer quality. And so, you know, you wanted to talk about this. You brought this up because you asked me the other day which B vitamin of Dr. Marshall's, or you wanted to know, what did you ask me? You said, the B6. You said, can I still get
B6? Oh, right. You said that the FDA had made B6 by itself illegal.
Right. So in America, you can't buy B6 isolated, which was a product that Dr. Marshall, and I think folic acid now. I'm not sure about the folic acid. I think you can buy it as long as it's got
a synergistic. So hold on. I just want the public to hear this. Let this sit. B6 is illegal. The FDA made vitamin B6 an illegal drug. Does that sound insane? Yeah, sit with that. It's illegal. Does that not sound insane? Vitamin B6 is like a scheduled illegal drug like MDMA.
Yeah, it's a drug now. It's a drug.
This is vitamin.
Now, let me clarify. You can go buy B6 as long as it's mixed with some other, it's cut with something else in it.
Sound like a dealer. Yeah, you got to cut it with a little bit of
speed.
Speed, a little meth.
No, so you can. I lost your face. I can't see your face. So you can buy it, but you know, it's a real. Okay, let's go a little deeper into the whole B6 thing. So, who cares, right? I mean, anybody who.
Yeah, what's B6 used for anyhow?
Right, right. Well, B6 just happens to be the vitamin that is abundant in your gallbladder that helps keep your bile salts in suspension. I know that sounds crazy, but what it does is it helps cholesterol production. It actually helps you to have a healthy, active gallbladder, to produce healthy hormones, to clear your gallbladder, it's a gallbladder function. That's one of the things that B6 does. So what depletes B6 more than anything else is the birth control pill. The birth control pill and emotional stress. So people who are under severe, like PTSD or emotional stress, they also have a B6 dependency, we call it. So the body can make B6. You know, your gut can manufacture B6. But because of the birth control pill and because of other pharmaceuticals and because of heavy stress and bad diet, et cetera, our guts have a really difficult time making B6. So this used to be on the leaflet of the birth control pill when you bought it. But the birth control pharmaceutical companies lobbied to get it taken off. So now you can't even find the science behind the fact that that the birth control pill makes you completely B6 dependent for the rest of your life, pretty much. And people argue with me about that, but I see it. I see it in clients. I see it in friends. I see it in family. I've seen Dr. Marshall's research. I've seen it in his thousands of clients where there's this weird, weird depletion of B6 in the body. So what do? You take B6. Why not? Go out, buy really high quality B6 like Dr. Marshall's B6 or maybe another high quality supplement company's B6. But now you can't. It's illegal. You can actually heal your body. You can prevent and restore your body's ability to function optimally in that the hormonal and, you know, in the gallbladder area and all of that. But now you can't. Now you are dependent on drugs to do it or you know, you can. Anyway, it's depressing. It's a bomb. And
I was on the website called Natural News and reading about it as you were speaking. Yeah, and they actually did something very similar with, it looks like, red yeast rice. Mm-hmm. And because it has lovastatin molecules, which helps lower cholesterol levels. They were ripping off the molecule from red yeast rice to make their statin drugs. And once the drugs were patented, Big Pharma and the FDA went after the red yeast rice.
Isn't that amazing? So you know, there's, I can tell you right now that the biggest failed theory of the 20th century is the myth of high cholesterol. It really is. And this is all perpetrated by the FDA, I mean the pharmaceutical companies, and then the FDA just backs it up. Let me see. I have some, I had this thing I wanted to read because people think that, you know, our elected officials like President Obama are so innocent in this, like, you know, Hillary Clinton are so innocent in these matters, and they're fighting for you and they're fighting for change for you and for things to be better, and they believe and support you. And I just want you guys to know a statistic here. In 2008, Barack Obama received more money from the pharmaceutical lobby than any other candidate. That's
so
from
if he
the
was
Center
receiving
for
money from
politics.
The natural organic lobbyist, you know that he'd be pushing that agenda.
Right, but there is not enough money for these people to compare and to fight it out and, you know, joust it out with the pharmaceutical companies. You know, this, I could go on and on about this stuff. It's amazing. Everything from, you know, all, you know, cancer. Here's a good one. The drug Taxol, you know, the cancer drug, people voted for this tax to put this tax money taken from their hard-earned money, put towards the research and discovery production of this drug that was going to cure certain types of cancer. They did it. They people voted for it. They took, you know, money from everyone. If you're an adult and paying taxes in America, they took it out of your pocket. They developed the drug. It's still to this day called Taxol, if I'm not mistaken. And once that drug was finally developed, they sold it to another. I think they sold it to Bayer. Somebody sold it. So one of the company that developed it then turned around and sold it. And now that drug is unaffordable to the majority of the common person that might have cancer. That's the kind of crap that happens.
That big scandal, the information about the EpiPen that just happened recently.
Yes.
The company raised its price by like 300%. And this is not uncommon. This is what they do. Get you hooked. Right. Just modern day drug dealers get you hooked on it and then charge you more later. So I think, you know, Kat, with all of this, we can keep going on, and our, you know, this podcast isn't about just pointing out all the bad stuff here, but you kind of, like our podcast is about, you have to arm yourself. No one's going to care about your health more than you are, and us.
Well, you got to remember what you were going to say earlier, or last time. It was that, what can we do when we, you know, if you can't get B6 or you can't, and my answer to all of that was that to start fermenting your food, because when you ferment your food, not all your food, but fermented vegetables, and you have coconut kefir or kefir water or goat's dairy, goat kefir, that kind of thing, because it increases the nutritional quality of your food up to 100 times.
Mm.
So you can have all of this nutritional, you know, better nutrition, better food in your household, that, and they can't take that away from you. They can't stop you from fermenting your food. So,
not yet, at least. So
I don't know how they would do that.
Yeah, and don't be scared about it. So that's what you have to do. You have to ferment your own food. Eat more fish, because apparently fish has a lot of B6 in it.
Well, you got to be careful with that too, because fish also has, you know, high levels of mercury. But you can alternate. Spinach has B6. I believe there are some nuts and seeds that have B6. There's, you know, for vegetarians out there, you want to kind of, you know, I really encourage anyone who's a vegan or a vegetarian, if you aren't already practically a scientist at what foods contain. Otherwise, it's extremely easy to fall deficient, you know.
Mm.
But, yes. And then there are supplements. Dr. Marshall still makes a Max B. You can still get a B complex from him, and it's still going to be the highest quality, but he's being forced to do certain things by the FDA. He can no longer have a live probiotic supplement. His B vitamins and all his nanos used to be live bacteria, which by the time you get the product, it's just teeming with live bacteria filled with the different B vitamins that you need. It was so good for you, and very expensive comparatively, but the best. And you know you're getting what you need from that product. So he's had to make some changes. It's no longer live organisms, and but it's still the best quality that I know of.
And now we have to go into the benefits. There are benefits to taking medication, and especially in people who come out of surgeries, and right, when your health is kind of gone so far that you can't take supplements, there are more powerful, and we do depend on some of these drugs, right, Kat? You can't discount them all.
I say to people, you know, drugs saved my life. Antibiotics saved my life. You know, as a child, I was very sick, so there's a place for all of them and for everything. However, I hold a lot of doctors responsible for not educating themselves to current research, you know, keeping people on statins long-term when they know that that's not what they're supposed to be doing, keeping people on antidepressants long-term when they know they're not meant for long-term, or sleeping aids, things like this. I hold many of the doctors out there responsible. I think there's a lot of neglect. But I also think if an individual is not ready to make the life changes they need to make to be healthy and to thrive, then you better get on that medicine or you're not going to live very long.
That's right. And I have a friend of mine that had breast cancer, and she She's doing infinitely better now. I mean, she went through the chemo, has been taking medication. She has to take medication for a very long time, mm-hmm. but it saved her life. She's still alive and she's still going to be.
Yeah, there's every story out there. You know, there's a lot of people who chemo has killed them and radiation has killed them. There's a lot of people who it's saved. There's a lot of people who carrot juice has saved them and coffee enemas. And there's a lot of people who tried alternative methods and died. So we can't paint a broad stroke and say there's one way to do things. We have to respect and honor everyone's different choices to make themselves to get healthy. But you got to make a choice, because if you don't, the FDA and pharmaceutical companies will make it for
you. So I think that's a great place to end on. Just arm yourself, right? No, you want to keep going.
No, I'm good.
I think we did enough of panning the FDA.
But I do. That is the point. That is, we made the point we came to make, which is the FDA can do some good, but for the most part, they're in bed, their pockets are lined, and
you have to be, you have to know this. You kind of just have to be aware. It doesn't mean that you have to be scared about it. Just know this. Know that there's that collusion. They're not always looking out for your better interest.
You know, I don't want to carry this into a whole other half an hour, but I do want to say this kind of opens up a little bit of another can of delicious worms. I am, because it's stuff that you and I talk about in private that I feel like we had agreed that we would start to share some of it with people, because I think a lot of our listening audience would like to hear it and is ready to hear it, and they want to make these types of changes and they just don't know how. Because Mark and I, we talk a lot about reducing our carbon footprint and not contributing to the destruction of our planet, and also big subjects like that, like how we can stop shopping commercially and how we can support local farmers and still make it affordable, because it's hard. It's expensive to be really healthy. And, you know, was something that my husband and I, that Dr. Charlie and I have started to do is, you know, we're getting rid of one car, we decided. So we're going down to one car, and it's a gas saving vehicle. And, then we're also getting out of our big, gigantic corporate bank, which is Bank of America, and we're switching to a credit union. And this is important, because these banks are the ones that are in bed with our elected officials. No decisions can be made in our best interest when we have gigantic corporations lobbying and lining the pockets of these people to make decisions. And then we end up getting upset because, you know, we're fighting about ridiculous things like who's better, Trump or Clinton. And it's not important, because they're both of their pockets are lined with these massive companies. So what do we do? Vote? Go ahead. You can, but things won't change. How can you really change? You can make these steps yourself and make massive change.
Yeah. And I think we'll have a separate podcast that's more based on this topic, because we can go a long way, and I don't want to just end on that, but we have to.
Yes, for sure, because it's all tied in with the FDA.
And we'd love to share that with you. I think, you know, this is all part and parcel of being healthy. It's not being in debt and reducing your carbon footprint and living in harmony with the earth around us and people.
Yeah.
Let's get into more of that. So, but let's end this podcast and say goodbye to our audience.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Follow me on Healthy Gut Girl Twitter, Facebook, Estrogen Dominant Support Group, Kitty Martone IG, and thank you so much for your support. We love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And oh, so